It's Daf Lamed Vav. And last year we ended where we can go over the case again. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says b'shem Remi, Reuben chayv l'Shimon. Right? So Reuben owes Shimon money, and some chay gabe Levi, and he says, go to Levi, and you collect your money from that. And he's quite happy to do that. However, if he said, if a son Levi, if Levi something happened to Levi, either he suddenly went poor or ran away or whatever the issue was. So let Reuben chayv l'Shimon. Reuben is not chayv to Shimon at all. And we explain this follows on from the mission. We're talking about the Rim Shel Avenu v'Dvarim. And at the time, he was fully happy to transfer the debt to mean to somebody else. Okay. However, we said, Hada atamar b'shelo asul b'harama. That's provided that there was no shifty behavior at the time. Where again, if it was that they knew it, that it's not that he knew at the time Levi was a type of person who's about to sink the country or is about to foreclose on all these loans and all these things like that, right? Aval asua arama, if it was all trickery, if you like, then it's if we explain a bit like a mekach talot and it'd still be chayiv. Okay, that's where we ended. So we bring many other cases like this. Kechada chazraya. Now, what are chazraya? Chazraya are traveling salesmen. Sochrim hachuzrim be'ariot, the Korban Eder says. However, in this situation, chayv ma'ot la'bale mikra, they were owed money to bale mikra. Bale mikra is people that learn, okay? Bale mikra, Mishnah, etc. So samchu latnaya kraya gabe zvuna. What they did is says, okay, we owe you money, but people owe us money. So I'll tell you what, the money we owe you, go and collect it from these individuals. Okay, so it's a similar type of case. However, karan zvuna va'azale. What happened is that these people ended up these people that went to, sorry, that owed the money, meaning this third party we're saying you should collect the money from, end up picking up and leaving. So the Gemara says, what's the case? This is like the same thing. So after Uvda Kamei Rav Mani says, listen, Amal in pritin inun push in. If it's like small amounts of money, I explain the Korban Eder now because other people explain the opposite. But Korban, he says, if it's just small money, where they could have gone immediately to these individuals and collect the funds, then fantastic, go for it. So why didn't you do it? The fact you didn't do it, well, bad luck to you. The Balei Mikra lost the money, the chance of getting the money. However, in Dinarim Inu, if there was large coins that were owed in the hands of this other party, then we say, Kein orchel dizvuna medade, as medadin, as in to move around, like we say, hop around is medadin, which is like animals, birds, medadin. So just to explain, I'll read you inside the Korban Eder. He says that if it's brita inun, im tashlum mechovah was proton, it was a small amount. We say hem pashu shelo lachumiyad hatashlumim men zvuna shumutzuin lo proton. They should have gone straight away to collect the money. And the fact that delayed, well. It wasn't a setup. Everything was there. You could have collected the money. So you waited too long and bad luck. In other words, the debt was transferred to the third party. It was a clear, if you like, transfer. And the fact that you delayed to collect your debt, that's your own fault. There was no setup. There was no harama involved. However, in dinarim inuhu, if it was large amounts, can he seder hazvuna liot medadad limtzo dinarim? It's a way of a medadad to, if you like, travel to try if a the, sorry of this zvuna purchaser to try and go and collect money to pay off the debt. Sorry, I just lost Rabbi Australian. Sorry. So again, lo. And it was a responsibility of, if you like, these traveling salesmen to make sure that the creditor he was passing on the obligation to would be still present. Okay, or alternatively, he says, it's like trickery. So, in other words, again, traveling salesman comes to town. Again, they owe money to these Talmidei Chachamim. The Talmidei Chachamim want the money. Said, listen, okay, you can collect the funds from Ploni, these individuals. Now, if it's a small amount of money, they could have collected it. It seems like a fair thing. If it's larger money, it's a way of these people to either run away or move or try and get the money. And then the handover wasn't to a reliable third party anymore. And it's like Ha'arama, so it's not fair anymore, and it wasn't, and therefore the Talmidei Chachamim, if you like, can go and collect the money from this traveling salesman. It's the same, in other words, what are we doing? We're bringing this as a, if you like, a precedent or a case to support the fact that yes, it's okay to transfer the debt to another person, but provided it isn't a setup, it isn't Ha'arama. That's effectively that what we're trying to say, okay?
Why shouldn't that person transfer it to a third person and a fourth person and a fifth
No,
person?
it's only an agreement, obviously. It's only an agreement, right? Because that's like a kinyan. I think we talked about that before. I think last year. Let me just double check. Here. I can't remember. I think it's like in other words, it's obviously only with their agreement.
Yeah, I agree to go collect from somewhere else, even though that's a tirka for the.
Yeah, but he wants his money, and he says, "Look, I can give it to you now. You have to wait through, whatever it is, and you can collect now from someone." So fantastic, type of thing. Now, Chadbanash, kamim chavrei b'shuka. Okay, there's another incident where two people meet each other in the marketplace. Amalei havli kitona, give me my kitona. So it seems that the Pnei Moshe says it's true, the chaf, as in like linen, if you like. How the kiton is usually like a flask. But the point is, it's some sort of physical material item. He says, give it to me that which you owe me, digimagach. Amalei, the other person says, okay, fine. Well, no, he doesn't say fine, sorry. He says, havli dinora de'iligabach. Well, you owe me money. So what did the first person say? Amalei, havli kitona v'sav dinara. Okay, give me my flask back and then I'll give you your money. Interestingly, so where have we had an admission? So ata uvda kamei Rav Mana, came Rav Mana, amalei at odit lei bedinara. The individual, the first person that said, okay, give me your kli and I'll give you your money, he's effectively admitted to the fact that he owes him money. Vahu lo hodit lei, but the guy, but kitona, but the other party who just said, give me my money back, he never admitted to owing him this kiton. So therefore, in this whole situation, it's the first person that initiated the conversation ends up being the one having to pay. So go give him his money. So Amar Rav Yaakov Baracha Modi Rav Man Rebbe or Imi. This says Do Amar b'shahadin lo ken ela bedil de lo yechva b'kiton lo chayav. So just to explain what this means, I'll show you the Korban Eidah. He says, "Moderate imi, duhu amar ken." He says so. Bifnei sahade. It's interesting. We said before in a shul chayev lo dinar, vasheni amar atemei dain. He says, "Oh, you owe me that he's my, like your my witnesses." As have a hoda'ah. Then it's a good have a hoda'ah. In other words, when does he say that you actually have to that? Indeed, by admitting, saying, "Oh, give me my kiton, give you money." That's if it's done in front of two witnesses. Aval lo amar ken, if it did before witnesses. This is where Korban Eidah explains the whole piece. Lo ken, that's the case. Inodin ken. Ela patur meliten lo dinar, is exempt from paying a dinar. Why dematzi lameimar mishatani becha? I was just trying to finesse the funds back out of from your hands. Or sorry, not finesse the funds, the kli from you. I didn't say, give me my kli and I'll give you money. Just so you would admit to having the kli in your possession. So, in other words, what's interesting here, the inclusion of witnesses is an interesting pshat because you could just have a look at the Gemara and say it's just the simple understanding is first person says the fact he admitted to the funds by saying, give me my kli and I'll give you money means it's an admission. The other counter argument is, what are you talking about? He could just be saying that because he's trying to get his kli back. And it's not a true admission of handing over funds. But the Korbanator says, no, really, the chiluk is actually if it's done in front of witnesses. If it's done in front of witnesses, then it's a good admission. If it's not done in front of witnesses, then, well, then you can say that I wasn't really make a formal declaration. This was just my technique to try and get my kli back. Okay? There are kashas on that because if it was done in front of witnesses, you can just deny it completely. That's what the Shari Korban mentions, but that's the way he explains this piece in the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Chad Barnash. Havi chayv lechabre mea dinar bekartis. Kartis is a shtar. Shalach hamishin gabei shalicha. He sent 50 dinar, half the debt with a shaliach. Amarli, and he said, in lo yahiv lach kartisa, if he doesn't give the shtar back, lo t'ten leklo. Now, why is he saying that? Well, clearly he doesn't want to pay half the debt, and then, a few months' time, the whole debt being claimed against him. So unless, don't, In other words, don't hand over the partial payment unless you get the shtar back. That's what the shliach is. That's what his instructions. After uvda kamei Rav Imi. Now again, this piece Korban Eidah and Pnei Moshe explain it differently. In other words, who's coming for Rav Imi? Pnei Moshe says it's actually the malveh in terms of what shall I do? Shall I hand it over? But again, we'll continue with the Korban Eidah. So it says, the Korban Eidah says no. The person who came before him is a shliach. Shliach wanted to know what to do. So Amar Rav Imi izil hav v'ana yadin. Wow, which means go give it over, and we know that, and don't worry about the debt in the future not being collected justifiably, meaning like the creditor trying to track the full 100, because we know it's partially being paid. One second. What happens if this the length of the loan outlives Reb Imi? Who knows then? So osin lo moda bebeitin tezachal chavrei. What we do is we make a ma'aseh beitin. So not just we know, but we make a proper ma'aseh beitin declaration of beitin. So just to explain, I just want to explain a few points of korban to go back a bit. So what happens normally? Just explain. I'll go back to the Dibur HaMalacha Amar. Amar Shir Chavli Ma'ot, Dekeven Shebeitin Yodin, Shenatata Lo Paturata Mishluchatecha. Beitin knows you paid us, you're patur. De'ilu Ava Kaman, Lo Ava Tzarich Lachzir Lo Shtaro. Because why? The demand of the creditor to return the shtar is not a good demand. Because why? Because if the Alchot, if the Lover came and said, here's half the payment, I want the shtar back, in front of Beit Din, Beit Din said, get out of here, you've got no right. Because you only paid off half the loan. Okay. What we'd simply do in that situation, we'd write a receipt. That's what it says. And if there's a counterclaim in the future, it just brings that receipt. In other words, your instructions as Shaliach wasn't justified to demand the full shtar. So therefore, you can hand it over, because even if the Baal Din was able to write some sort of shtovar, and that would be the end of the story. So then the question is, but one second, you know about it, what's going to happen after, like if the life of this loan outlives Rebbe Imi. So it says Osim Lo. Now what's interesting here? Mas, we make a Maisa Beit Din. Shekvar zacha Shaliach bada Meshaleach. Like, we're going to run into a problem. I'll tell you what the problem faced here is, because if a shaliach is being instructed to do something, how can he now digress from that which he's been told to do? Okay? Meaning, so what the Gemara is saying now, what we're going to make it is, we're going to make it as if, as soon as the borrower gave the shaliach the money, it's as if he's been zoche already, it's already in the possession of the malve, the creditor. But I'm a shaliach. And therefore, we can't extract it out of his hands. So therefore, we make a masa beitin that's already considered his, and we'll write maybe some sort of shobar or do something or other to concretize the situation. So the shalach has done his bit. Nigmar. So in other words, the maisa, what happens, he was instructed to pay off, do the partial payment as long as you get the shtar back. And in the day, the shalach comes back empty-handed and says, well, beitin said that, it's partially paid. And here's a proof of document or whatever it is to say it's been partially paid. And the Lovek can't complain. However, what the Gemara says, no. It says, Rabbana Dahacha, the Roman Eretz Israel says, Amri no, Zachaz, Dezacha, Zacha. Now, Dezacha, Dezacha means, that doesn't make sense. Meaning, Kolomar Kamen Shalo Zacha Behem Ela Almanachim Solo Kartis. Meaning, when it landed in the Shaliach's hands, it was only Almanat that he would receive the document back. Hilkach calls Man Shalo Masar Lo Akartis. Until he received the document back, then the shaliach doesn't have to give it. In other words, the Rabban and Hacham in Eretz Yisrael says we can't say that shaliach, once he accepted it, as if it lands in the hands of the creditor, because it was only handed to him on condition that he receives the kartis back. Okay, so therefore, therefore, in this situation, again, he wouldn't be able to, if you like, according to Rabban HaHacham, presumably, continue his shlichu, because the shlichu was, I'm only handing it over if I get the kartis back, and if I don't, so he has to go back empty-handed, if you like, sorry, to go back with the money to the Meshalach, saying, listen, I couldn't do what you instructed, because it's basically neged halacha, but he can take the money back, and if you want to do that, go pay it off yourself, and get your shovel instead. Basically, that's what it is. Now, Dalma, next incident. Now, this case we've seen before, because we're dealing with creditors and shlichot and things like that. We saw this back in Masech the Gittin, so not so long ago. Dalma, another incident. Rav Dustai bar Rabbi Yanai and Rav Yossi bar Kippar. Nachtum, they went legabe de Chavraya de Taman. They went over to Bavel, the area. And what they were doing, they were sent to collect the debt. It amer aleihun lishna bisha. Some Lashon Hara was spread about them. And which is what? That as a shaliach, they want to be, if you like, as their what's just called a shomer chinam, and therefore, when they're collecting the money and they're taking it back, they will be not responsible if it's lost or stolen. Now the borrower is not necessarily going to be so happy with that because he's trusting these guys with lots and lots of money. And if something happens on the journey, he'll still have to pay that money back. So what happened is, Havum Bayin Deloy Havin Lekum, they want to turn it around. So, you know, it's Havum Bayin Deloy Havin Lekum, meaning they wanted to renege any responsibility, they're going to be a Shomer Chinam. So, Atum Bayin Mifkam, and they want to take the money back. Amrlum, Kfar Zachinan, sorry, we can't give it back to you. We're Shaliach, we've received the money, we're on our way back. So, Amrlum, Minan Baitak, Minan Tabaot. Well, if that's the case, we want you to take full responsibility. Anything happens, no matter what, you're responsible, not us. It says, Amrlum, sorry, we're Shomer Chinam, Anachnu, we're just Shomer Chinam. Gemara says, "Azun legabei Rabustai bar Yanai Amar Lun Ahenu Kula." Says he went to Rabustai, one of the so-called shlichim. He says, "Don't look at me. Look at him. He's got all the money." So Nasun le Rabbi Yossi ben Kippar uvakaftun, they bound him up, but afkumine, and they sort of forced it out of him, to put it politely. Katzalkun lahachem, they came back to Israel. At legabei Avui, they went back to his father, meaning the father of. So went to Rabbi Yanai, which is the father of Rabustai. So Amalei, Chami my Abeli Berech, look what your son did. That's what Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, who was strung up, said, look what your son did to me. So Amalei Ma'avdalach, so Amalei, Ilu Ashvi, if he sided with me, Lo Avi Mafki Minan Klu, they wouldn't take the money out of my hands whatsoever. So Amalei Ma'avdalachem, so the father said to his son, Rabbi Yanai said to his son, it was Rabbi Zatai, what motivated you to do this? So Amalei Ra'iti Otam Beitin, I saw this Beitin, Beitin Shaveh, the Kovei Mama. I saw this Beit Din that these were Beit Din Shaveh, meaning it's Kolma Hadayne Masher Hayusham Ein Moche BeAdam Kol Asher Yezmu LaAsod Ubnei Adam Shanatnu LaHem HaMaod Balei Eima, meaning they were not didn't have that much power, if you like, it sounds like, and the people that the creditors, sorry, the borrowers that were trying to send the money back were scary individuals. Okay. No, sorry. In Moche Adam Kol Asher Yezmu LaAsod, my mistake, which is that they were tough. You'll see what I mean in a minute. The Koveya Mama means that they had, well, literally their kova, so probably their hat or turban or something, was a matol. But the way Korban explains it, Mabushim Me'uyamim U'mushunim Mishar B'nei Adam. They had like an overbearing type of dress, if you like. So they were tough. U'medabrim Mechetzian, from their half. So they speak from the blow. They've got this big, deep voice. So in other words, they're scary, strong, powerful individuals. But Yossi Achi Kafor, I saw my friend, my brother, being bound up. V'rutzua aloi v'yoreda, and being beaten up, strapped. V'amarti, shema dustai acher yesh la'abad. Does father have another dustai? Meaning, I wasn't going to put my life on the line for this. Zamrav chagai hadat amar, b'ahu diachil mikami garmi tva'ot. Baram ha'u diachil, in other words, zelo yachil. Now that is okay if someone, you know, can't stand up to it. But a shaliach who's been handed this thing, normally he shouldn't let it go. Okay, that's kind of the story. Said it. The Mara says, "What happens? Din de machal shtal lechavri. What happens again? Excuse the change here. But let's say there's a shtarchov, and the person wants to mochel the shtarchov. So it's interesting here. According to the Bnei Moshe, it says a mochel shtarchov just with mechila." He just says, I'm oichel in the chol. Another understanding what's interesting here, the Korban Eder says, he says, din machal, it says, v'achay p'shra, man de machal chobo l'chavre, k'gon shama chobo li machu l'cha. You don't owe me any money. However, yesh paro mechavro shtar shel chol, but he still got the shtar, v'lo amar shtar, but he didn't say the contract is machula. Interesting pshat in terms of, is it more nuanced mechila, or Pnei Moshe says, I'm oichel in the dead, don't worry about it. Okay? Now the question is that enough? So we've got a debate here. Rav Chananya, Rav Man, Achad Amar Machil, it's Moichel just with simple verbal declaration. The Chananya Amar Lo Machilei Ad Dechaza LeShtara. The debt isn't like forgone or absolved until the Shtara is actually returned, because Shiabur, according to the Korban, is still present. The lien, if you like, that's built into the contract, even if you want to say the debt's gone. Well, in other words, if it's not completed until it's handed over. Okay, let's continue. This is now halakha hey. What if a person is going through conversion? He says, oh, you mekdush me? He's trying to give us something. Where, from when I am after I converted. Or after you convert. Or lachashit gayri. Or lachash eshtachrer. He's talking about an eved kanani, right? He says, after I'm freed. Or lachash shachari. Or after I, or if you get freed. Okay? Lachar she, meaning the woman. Lachar she emut balech, or he's trying to betroth the woman after he's trying to get in early, not very nice, but while the like after your husband dies. Or lachar, or I'm giving you a, I'm wondering you make initially after you, your late husband's brother finally does chalitza. Mara says in Mekodesha. Why is it not Mekodesha? Mishnah says, sorry, because this is Dvarim Shelo Bayolam. She's not a Pnuy at that point in time, or he or she's not a Jew at the time, so you can't do that activity. What's interesting here is, what about the case of a Yavama? Meaning, you have to say that this is going to the Shita that says, Kiddushin is not Tofes for a Yavama, for someone Lashuk. Because if all, then he could do Kiddushin right now. Okay, said it. Okay. But see why that's important soon. He says to his friend, look, if your wife gives birth to a girl, mikodesh to be mikodesh me. Again, lo amar klum, it's not in this world. So Gemara says, I'm really sure it mikodesh li. Ba'un kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Ma'am bein ola omer harei ze truma ala mechubrim halalu sheyit yatlishu. He says, what's the difference in truma? Now, when it comes to truma, you can't mafresh truma from or for produce that is still attached to the ground. But what you can do, you can say, this is truma for this produce once it is picked. So what's the difference suddenly? Why can't you say you're Mekodesh Li once you get divorced from your husband? You can't do that. But for truma samaisus, you can say, oh, this is truma samaisus from this produce once it's picked. So the Gemara says, Amalu taman yesh baro yitlosh bram ein biyado leshachrer. So this is using the case of the Shifra, but it says it's a different. There's nothing stopping you from now from picking that truma from the ground. The whole process is in your control. However, when it comes to the shichrur, well, she's belongs to somebody else. It's not in your control to do, so therefore, it's not able to. The Mara asks immediately the very obvious question. Hey, Rav Pas says, or Fas actually, what if it's his own shifcha? It's biyado. So why don't you say that since it's biado to go ahead and do it, then it's then why shouldn't it work? And the Mishnah doesn't seem to differentiate whether it's his shifcha or somebody else's shifcha. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Babar Mamal l'she'eshtacher, sorry, l'eshtach, I can't even say it, l'she'eshtachrer, that's the word I'm trying to say, nitlit b'dat acheret. So nitlit b'dat acheret is a very interesting way expression here. The way that Korban and Penimosha, the gist of it is that she becomes a different person, if you like. She was a shifcha, now she's in Israel. And therefore it has, if you like, a mamash, a different status. It's not like, well, it's a bit difficult to say, but it's not like they fruit on the ground. It's like a completely different entity, if you like. But what's interesting, Rid Baz actually says differently. He says, yesh badat acheret means that how do you know once she's mishuchrar that she'll still want to marry you? There's a data cheret. She's and that point there's like being independent. So like not independent. She's the Ashkenazi is pirish. Who data cheret? Shema lo titrotze lit kadesh. V'shema lachar girushin tia b'data cheret. Maybe she wants something different. Like you know what she thinks now while she's in this situation. But how do you know what she's going to think later on? And you need the dat isha. Again, two very different explanations in terms of much the status of the individual, or if you like the or just got to do with like a future dat. So Dalma, let's have a look. Another incident. Rabbi Oshaya, Rabbi Yodan, Nesia. Habu Yatvin Amrin. They said the Talmud that came before him. Amrin, name achad mila b'kiddushin. Can we ask a question? Kiddushin. What's the case? Haomer leisha halach pruta zu shetikachi li lishetgaresh mahu. What if a person's married? He says, "Here's a shave pruta that you will be betrothed to me once I divorce you." So it's the same person now. So Gemara says, and by the way, it's biado lagarsha once again because it can be baal korcha. So Gemara says, gachul ne laugh, but come alone, they left them alone. So Rabbi Yosi, v'lama gachachun, why did they laugh? In other words, lo amar abab armali explains as follows. Because abab we say lekesh esh, look, can't say it. Lekesh tishrach, lekesh tish, I can't say the word, forget it. You know what I'm trying to say? Nitli badat acheret. Okay? That I've got to do this. Lekesha te tishtachrer. That's got it. Nitli badat acheret. He says, just as this with the amma, if you like, according to Bnei Moshe, says it's like a different person. The ribaz, just like, you don't know what a da'at will be after that point in time. Is it acheret? So too, as well. Even if she's your wife now, lekesha titgaresh, when you divorce her, nitli badat acheret, it's a different status. So just to make different status, I'll show the korbaneda. He says, Right now, if you like, she can't marry anybody else. Therefore, let's call her decision-making process is completely different. However, aval look, so Misha Girsha ain't be alekacha alamidata. But once he divorces her, she has the whole world who she could marry almost. And therefore, it's a different situation. Or again, according to Ribaz, well, how do you know after once you divorce her, she'll want to marry you? It's probably not in that situation, to be perfectly honest. So in other words, it's not, and it's very different for the case of Truma. Because when it comes to Truma, you're not dealing with a baldat here. It could be Truma, like when you cut it down, that Truma was the produce, it's Truma for that produce. The produce is like connected to the ground. Now it's not connected to the ground. There's no dal acheret that maybe the situation is going to change with respect to the opinion of the Truma. Okay, so that's why it's a different story. So if you want to ask a question, I just wanted a bit more because it's a trick question, because I want to leave you with it. Inad bay maksha, if you want to ask a good question to the Chachamim, hachin kashi, this is what you should do. Chad barnash, we've got one individual. Haval azim mekad shechadita. Kan mechavre, he wanted to marry, betroy the woman. Someone else got in before. The amarla, and he said to her, have a yada, just know, to have a gavrada who azil mekadshte, mekadashtich, that the person who you're going to be betrothed to soon, they're not yet. Data Bisha, he's not a nice person. I know for sure Atidu Mishvaklech, he's going to divorce you. Ella, halach prutza, here I want you to mikodesh to me, lekeshit kachili, ba, lekeshit girshech, mahu. Beautiful question. Now, in this situation, she's a pnuya. He could do kiddushin right now. So kol biado, and she's completely independent, completely willing, the whole thing. So, but he says, look, the person you're about to get betrothed to, he got in first, but said, they're fine, but just understand it, and I know you want to marry him, but understand he's a bad guy, this marriage is not going to last. So I'm Mekadosh you that once you divorce. Now that's a different situation, because not she's married to someone now, she's completely Pnuya. What would be the din there? And we'll have to stay tuned. But it seems to be the question's really not answered, but good question. Right, Koltov, have a good day.